Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love Journey. Wow. Today is already Wednesday. We're already at the end of August. Isn't that interesting? How time flies. Yes. It is so interesting how the times are flying by. Well, it's okay. We enjoy each day, right, family? All right, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. You know they call this the prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. You see, I call it an experience. You see, I call this a love experience. Welcome to the Love Experience. I am Janine and Ingram. Your transformational life coach, master speaker, author, born to be rich, film maker, vision board counselor, and I'm your radio host. Yes, I'm your host for today, Janine E. And today will be filled with a lot of love, lots of inspiration, prayer, and praise. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, 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 family. And of all the places you could have been, you chose to be here. And so I thank you for choosing to be right here with me. We're going to let anger and violence lay the happiness.
Tell me, baby, what's the joy of the day?
Good morning, welcome to the Love Journey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. They call this a prayer line. I promise you it's more than a prayer line. I know this is an experience, a love experience, filled with love, with praise, prayer, and inspiration. Welcome, family. We're going to get ready and turn it in, like we do everything that the Love Journey presents. We start off with prayer. And so as we move into our centering, recognizing that there is only one power, one mind, one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. So today, family, I want you to turn within as you become still and know that I am God. Family, I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then releasing through the mouth, remembering to breathe into the heart, family. So let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, God. Breathe, family. Release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. Divine Mother, Father God, as I come before that transcending power, I ask that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. Come, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and remove every human created thought. Release me in my thoughts to come from a place of pure spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, so that every thought I think will be your thought in this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit, and let every word I speak be your words, Holy Spirit. As I speak from the transcending power, as I invite and invoke the presence of the transcending power, as I invite and invoke my higher mind self, as I invite and invoke the higher consciousness, come, Holy Spirit, and take over. As I release myself, I ask you to remove every human created thought, every human created presence, ego. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove all of me in this right now moment. that I may be filled by the divine presence of the one that is the one. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill my presence that it may overflow. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, and fill me in this right now moment that my words will speak to the hearts of your people. Come, Holy Spirit. As I come in gratitude, I give thanks this morning for the opportunity to be right here in this one mind, one spirit, in this collective energy, God. As I come together in one collective thought process, knowing that you are all there is, God, I'm asking you to come in and bring a fresh anointing upon this line today, God. I'm asking for fresh revelation, God. Oh, God, I'm asking for a healing Holy Spirit. As I invite the presence of my higher mind self, God, I'm asking you to lead us and guide us and show us the way, Holy Spirit. Let there be light, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to be the peace that our presence will be filled with so much peace. Come, Holy Spirit. And allow the one that is the one to fill every crevice of our mind, of our body, of our soul. Holy Spirit, come and allow your presence to be one with the one. Come, God, that we can feel you in the presence of our consciousness, that we can touch the hem of your coming and be so filled in our presence, God, that we could be filled in this right now moment, that it would overflow into the home, out into the street, that our homes would be a beacon of light today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring peace where there's no peace, God. Bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness, God. Bring rest where there's no rest, God. I'm asking you to make the crooked places straight, God. And the rough places smooth. Come, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to go before today and send your legion of angels out before us to create an ease, elegance, and grace today, God. That we will unfold the goals of our soul. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to our minds today, God. Speak to our hearts today, God. Oh, come, God, so that there will be a word for somebody today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless and anoint this line right now, God. I'm asking you to come and bless and anoint this line right now, God, for an expansion. Holy Spirit, that the world will come to know the love journey in ways that will blow our mind in an Ephesians 3:20 way, abundantly above, more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice today, God. I'm asking you to bless every molecule, every atom, every muscle fiber, every organ in their body, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to teach us how to love ourselves so that to every organ in our body get in agreement, every cell and every muscle fiber gets into agreement and alignment right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bring forth a love upon us, God, that only you can do right now, God, that they will see us by our love, know us by our love, fill us by our love, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our presence with the love and light of you right now, God. I'm asking you to surround us right now, God, with the light of Christ right now, God, so that we can be in the presence of the light right now, God, that it will surround us and nothing and no one can penetrate it right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless the whole block of 81st and 8th, where the fire was and the four people lost their lives because somebody set the building on fire. Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless his mind right now, God. I ask you to send comfort and love to the family members of the three children and the young man who jumped out the window and the one who lost his life. God, I just ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring comfort and joy and peace in the ears of the family members, God, and the friends of those who lost their lives yesterday, right here on the next block. God, I ask you to bring peace in this community, Holy Spirit. I ask you to surround this community with love and peace right now, God, and that their families may be comforted, God, with your love, God. Oh, that they may be here from you today, God. That they may hear the melodic sounds of your love melodically speaking in their ears, Holy Spirit. That they will have spiritual 2020 vision, God, to see only that you exist in this world, God.
that they can know and count it all good and joy, that nothing can happen except by your example, God. And I just count it. I know that our ways are not your ways. Holy Spirit, help us feel your comfort when we don't know how. Help us see the good when we don't know how, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring peace where there's no peace, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come and bring peace upon this land right now, God. Bring peace in a way that only you can do, God. Father, Mother God, of this whole universe, I know that this is orchestrated by you, God. And so in this right now moment, I know that our days only come to be numbered in this physical body, God. And I know that we only come to be temporary on the earth, Holy Spirit. And so in our come in exodus on this planet, I ask you to teach us how to have peace in the knowing that no matter what, that you still on the throne, orchestrating it all for our good. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring that peace in our minds, that peace of that knowing, that peace in our hearts, God, that only you can bring. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light. Mm-hmm. Let there be light. Or just watch you out among the land. Bring peace in the spirit of God. Bring peace in the air that we bring. Bring peace in the oxygen, in the air, in the trees, in the flowers, in the grass, God. Bring peace in your people's heart. Bring peace. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be peace on earth. And let that peace begin with me. Come, Holy Spirit. So it is. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family. Welcome to the love journey. I tell you, they call this a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. I promise you, it's an experience. It's an experience, a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Welcome to this teleconference and blog talk radio. Well, it is filled with love, praise, prayer, and inspiration. And this inspirational experience is about assisting us in how to live from our higher self, recognizing that love is the most powerful force in living from that space. This show takes us through a journey to our inner self, recognizing that there is only one mind and one source, the I am, that I am God. And because that source created you and me out of itself in order to express itself through us, we recognize this source being pure mind and action, knowing that God knows us. God knows our every being, every thought. Therefore, we recognize ourselves as the mind of God in action. I am the mind of God in action. You are the mind of God in action. And my grandmother used to tell us, you might be the only Bible somebody might read. Are you expressing your God, Goddess energy this morning? Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the sky. Good morning to the land and the soil. Good morning to all of the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning. Good morning to our most beneficent, oh, angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke our legions of angels into this call, sending you out on assignment today to go before us to create an ease, elegance, and grace, and pave the road with gold and platinum and diamonds. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth your angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, angels. Good morning, archangels.
To change your experience. That's what I've learned. You know, I just have been in a situation that I haven't been in a long time. I still be moving. I don't understand it, Lord. I don't even try to question it, Lord. I just do what I do and think God always designed, no matter what, to serve at the best that I could possibly serve, to share the knowledge that God has given me, to be assistance to someone having a not-so-pleasant experience. That's what I do, you know. And God just gives back to me in so many ways. I am grateful to be out of fear. And I thank you, Janine, because that day that I called you, oh, my God, I had forgot who I was, who I am. I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this, Father? I'm not going to do a thing. Rosa J, you don't have to do anything but just keep doing what you do. I will provide the rest. That's what the Lord said. That's what Janine reminded me of, my sister, those people who just knew what I was going through. I am grateful for family and friends. I had to read those birthday cards again, you know. They told me how people see me, that they see more in me than I see in myself. And sometimes you really need the support. You really need people to remind you when you can't really hear yourself, even though you might know. So I thank you for reminding me how to work through these things that come to make me stronger. Not go through them, but to grow through them. Will I always be this way, or will I always have to struggle with certain things? Probably so, you know, but I get better. The time that I linger in those situations is not as long as it used to be, you know. I don't cover my head as long and stay in the bed as long as I used to when I'm in a situation. My help comes, and I thank you for me. You did an amazing job once again. Reverend Minister, Dr. Reverend Rev. I love you, baby. You do it right.
I love you, too.
You do it right, sweetie. Thanks so much. Namaste.
Thank you, Rosa J. All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? All right. Well, I just want to remind you today is Thursday. To tell your truth out loud. But today really is, I want to remind you, just simply get still. As we move through these 86 days left in the year, to really get with yourself and ask yourself, what is the goals of my soul? Woo! Tell you, life is so amazing because you'll never understand life until you understand why you are here. I believe the two most important days of our life are the day we are born and the day we find out why we are born. You see, when we figure out why we came to the planet and what is the real reason for the season of our life, whew, it's a powerful blessing. One of those things that you can't understand until you're there. They asked Nina Simone, what did it feel like to be free? And she thought about the answer, and she sat back and she said, you know, it's a lot like love. It's one of those things you can't really explain, but you have to experience it to know it. And that's what happens when you begin to unconditionally understand you as love and begin to accept you simply the way you are. It's one of those things that you can't explain. It's just something you have to experience. And so my desire for your life is for you to spend that important time with yourself and really begin to understand the reason, the why, and to know you more. So as you move through today, remember that your life really is a gift from God. And remember that what you do with your life is a gift to God. Remember, family, to choose love. Love is really the only choice. And remember that to not just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. Have fun doing it. And when I say your God-sized dreams, that's the reason for the season. That's the obedience to the call. That's the calling that your life has been called to the planet. And I tell you, going on the waves instead of against the waves is so much easier and so much more fun. And what God has planned for your life is so much more powerful. You see, it's not as demanding or, see, sometimes we think because when we grow up in the church, we think that these demands that we've learned about God, it's not true. You see, when you just begin to do what God calls you for life, it is not even about going to church. It's not even about reading the Bible. It's just understanding that you've been given a gift, and that gift is planted inside of you. And church and Bibles can be an instruction. But even if you never read a Bible and even if you never went to church, you still got a plan that can take away a stock. That plan is inside of you. And that plan is planted inside of you only for you to know. Your mother don't know it. Your father don't know it. Your sisters, your brothers, your friends, your husband, your wife. No one knows the plan for you except you, because the plan is inside of you. It's your personal relationship with God, the Creator, how you name the Most High. So today, as you move through the life, just simply check in and spend some time with the most important person in the world, and that is you. So here's to your life. This song is Barbara Streisand. Here's to life. Here's to love. Here's to you. I toast to your life today as you get to stand in your greatness.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. For I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. I had my share, I drank my fill. And even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond a hill and do it all again. So here's to life and all the joy it breathe. Yes, here's to life and dreamers and their dreams. Funny how the time just flies, how love can turn from warm hellos to sad goodbyes and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. But there's yes in yesterday. And who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game, I wanna play. For laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and all the joy it brings. Yes, here's to life and dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered and all that's good get better. Here's to life. Here's to love. Here's to you. Here's to love. Here's